Hi, I'm Caitlin, and I'm going to tell you a story. It's called The Dress of Whore. In 1862, there was a woman named Anna Marie Booth. She lived in Washington, D.C. She was a widow of one. Her husband had died from typhoid fever. Her daughter is named Elizabeth. That was 5 at the time when her mother started to kill innocent women for their dresses. When her husband had died, she went into a deep depression that made her extremely jealous and mad. She had lived in a 3-story mansion in a well-known village. Everyone knew she had came from a wealthy family and that her father threw lots of parties. But in the year 1862, Anna Marie's father threw a party at her home. Everyone was having a great time, but when Anna Marie saw a woman with a better dress than her, all madness broke loose. Anna Marie tricked the woman upstairs to see a piece of jewelry. But when the woman turned, Anna Marie choked the innocent woman to death. After Anna Marie had choked the woman, she undressed her and took her dress. After the party, when everyone had left, she had buried the woman under her floorboards of her home. When the second party came around, she had killed 3 women in one night. Her best friend Jezebel knew something was up. She decided to investigate. When the third party came, she had seen Anna Marie take a woman upstairs to see a piece of jewelry. Jezebel slowly tiptoed up the stairs and hid in the closet of Anna Marie's bedroom. When Anna Marie took her hair tie out and choked her, and Jezebel saw everything. After the party, she took the woman and buried her under the floorboards. Years went by, and Jezebel said nothing about her best friend killing women for their dresses. But one day, Jezebel got sick of it. In 1867, everything was about to change. Jezebel had told the police, and the police rushed to Anna Marie Booth's home to arrest her. But when they tried, they could not get in. Anna Marie had boarded up the doors, and the police could not get in. When Anna Marie heard the boards drop, she knew they had gotten in. She rushed upstairs to the attic and hung herself from the window of the attic. Jezebel was outside and screamed. But when the police got up the attic, it was too late. Anna Marie Booth was dead. A year later, her daughter was given away to the closest family member alive, her mother's best friend, Jezebel. Soon after, Anna Marie's mother and father had passed and knew nothing about their daughter's killings. In 1902, the house was burned down. But they still say you can still see her roaming the stairs in her dress, saying, "My dress, where's my dress?"